So many guys have told me that I'm the best. Oh yeah. But what they say, I know they say to the rest. Uh-huh. And when you say
Teenage Tragedies on BFF.FM, and you're listening to Nick Noir.
And Stavros.
And Stavros.
Hey.
Hey, Stavros is here.
Comment allez-vous?
Bien, bien. Et tu?
Je suis fatigué.
Je suis fatigué. It's yes. This is a Teenage Tragedy show that is focused on love.
Mm.
Songs about love, not necessarily good love.
Just love.
Yeah. Feelings of love. Good love, bad love, in between love. And it's all girl group songs. This is a female perspective, although, as often noted on this show, these songs are all pretty much written by men. So they're all like weird fantasies.
Right. And primarily sort of middle-aged.
Yeah. I loved him so much.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
He was just, his bald head was glistening in such a romantic way.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Loverman by Yvonne Carroll. So Glad Your Love Don't Change by Little Foxes. He Really Loves Me by Debbie Rollins. Love at First Sight. That was somewhat of an aborted track. I'm sorry about that. And then Look of Love by Leslie Gore.
Mm. Leslie Gore.
Yeah.
Just churning out the hits.
Yeah.
I always love to hear her on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
yeah.
She...
Yeah.
I mean, she has a real manic energy, and yeah. I think... we've talked about this before, but she's, you know, she came out, I think, maybe a decade ago. But the fact that, you know, she's writing these, like, sort of frenetic, hetero
yeah.
love songs, but mm-hmm. that are, like, from the perspective of a man.
Yeah.
But, like, a man writing for a woman, and then she's just kind of, like, belting this shit out.
Yeah, yeah.
It gives it a weird theater quality that I think is exciting.
That's true, which is usually the kind of thing that turns me off, you know, because
it's false.
As we know, I hate musical theater. But I love theatrics in music which is not intended for the theater.
Well, I think that this sense of, like, you know, searching for your identity or becoming or, you know, sexual confusion
mm-hmm.
that's in all of these songs, I think it's just, like, particularly potent in her work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just,
well, confusion is sex.
Yeah. Isn't it the look of love? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. And like you said, manic energy. Yeah, without a doubt.
It's intense.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to listen to another really intense, wonderful song called Love's Gone Bad by Chris Clark here on BFF.fm. Again, I am Nick Noir, joined by special buddy Stavros, and this is Love Kittens, songs about love, or any kind of love, really, from girl groups from the 50s and 60s on BFF.fm.
should have been learning, but my pockets were full of money. Yes, they were. And I had someone, yes, I did, to call my honey. But it's love,
it's love
that makes a woman. Yes, it's love that makes a woman.
Makes a woman.
Something told me that this wouldn't last. Now my honey is in the past. I had to swallow all my pride and admit to myself, deep down inside, the diamonds and pearls. Don't you know that?
This is Teenage Tragedies on BFF.fm, and you are listening to Nick Noir and
Stavros.
Is that the Stavros theme?
The air horn.
Love's Gone Bad. Well, the theme is Love Kittens. Songs about love. We had Love's Gone Bad by Chris Clark, When Love Goes Wrong by Dean Cannon, All for the Love of Mike by Diane Castle. That song, I think, is particularly weird because, you know, for the love of Mike. She just keeps talking about, you know, Michael is a guy that I really love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me, I once saw the Japanese punk band P-Lander Z perform. And they had everyone in the audience named Mike come up on stage.
How many Mikes were there?
Well, the name of the song was So Many Mike.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And they would just jump up and down while the... And it was So Many Mike. Oi, 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 so oi. Mike, 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 Mike.
They're pointing to all the mics.
Just pointing to all the different mics. And it was beautiful.
Yeah.
All these guys, like, who had nothing in common,
mm-hmm.
except for a shared name, came together.
Wow. This is a moment of unity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and maybe it was some commentary on the microphone, the music, you know.
Right, right. There's a little double
entendre. Rhymelinda. Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
So maybe that's the love of Mike. Maybe they're actually singing about soul music.
Loving being in front of a microphone.
All for the love of Mike, yeah.
Well, I can, you know, understand that.
Yeah.
There is a certain appeal, the kind of magnetism.
You love the mic.
Yeah, nothing like getting up in front of a mic like we are right now and just, you know, being as loud as, you know, you will.
Yeah, well,
devil may care.
Loud, you know? As bombs, yeah. Right.
Yeah, louder than, even. If you could imagine that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're a school teacher. Have you ever, like, picked up a kid named Michael and just dropped him? Just to prove a point?
No.
How you like me now?
Well, you know, I mean, there are repercussions for those kinds of actions.
No pish posh. I mean, I guess that's why I'm not a school teacher, but...
That's true.
It's too good of a joke to pass up.
Fair point.
And then, When the Love Light Starts Shining Through by the Supremes, that is just a fucking amazing song, and it reminds you of why the Supremes reign supreme.
Very true. Yes. Very true.
Yes.
Yeah. They don't call them the Supremes for nothing.
No. Do you know what the original name of the Supremes was?
I don't know. Conversation. Please tell me.
It's it is disturbing.
Uh-oh. It's, like, offensive?
Yeah. Or?
Okay.
Well, I think not intentionally. You know, in the Catholic Church,
mm-hmm.
You know, there are certain officials, you know, who are like, I think, elected underneath the Pope.
Like cardinals?
Kind of like cardinals, and they are called primates.
Yeah.
As in, like, the first.
I see, yes.
So their name
was the primates.
Was the primates.
Wow, which, that is ill-conceived.
Ill-conceived, like the number ones.
Yeah, no,
the,
sure.
The prime, yeah.
Like the primaries.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, they quickly changed it. With good cause.
Yeah, I'm glad that Barry Gordy or whoever
was like, what have I done? He's like, woke up in the middle of the night. And then, okay, Love Makes a Woman by Barbara Acklin. That is just such the jam.
Yeah,
such
totally.
The jam.
What a groove.
It's so good.
It just makes you just only want to hear stuff that sounds like that.
Yeah, right. And Love's What You Want by Marissa Gatti. And we were talking about how from a musician's perspective, it's hard to tell if that song is in major or minor when it starts out.
Yeah, yeah. There's some kind of tonal ambiguity there, which I think adds to the tension of the narrative, right? Because she's saying, look, if you want this, then you better know this other thing. If I'm going to open up the store, right, then you got to know the score. And I appreciated that, the sort of tonal ambiguity. I felt like the form reflected the content. There's a nice kind of counterpoint there.
So I think it's so weird and kind of frenetic when it starts. I think it's like, you know, I've got this love and I'm going to give it to you.
Uh-huh.
And then it just settles into like much more of like a regular song by the end. But it starts off like, yeah, it sounds like they don't know where they're going with the song or what's happening.
I think what I appreciate about that is it captures the kind of nature of contemporary romance much more accurately than maybe some of these other
just
songs.
Just sort of bewildered and
it's manic, but also out. Yeah, like
it's like, you want to go to the show with me?
But then, like,
you can say no.
But then, yeah, and then it's suddenly very guarded, and and demanding. But no, but I thought it's a great song. It's yeah,
totally.
Yeah. Well constructed, very good.
Yeah. Yes, well, I'm enjoying this set quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, when I was thinking about doing the show, I was thinking, well, you know, it's summertime, summer loving. You know, tell me more.
Mm-hmm.
Your hatred of musicals. I also hate them. so yeah, you know, it just seemed like the time was ripe for some girl group sounds. Yeah. So we're gonna do "Too Late to Be Lovers" by Courtney Rain on BFF.fm.
Yeah. Looking for love.
I'm a love kitty.
Bow, 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 bow.
Kitty, 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 oh yeah. Do you think I'm pretty?
Bow, 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 bow.
Pretty, 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 oh yeah. Hold me tight until I purr. Run your fingers through my fur. Love kitten. Love kitten. Love kitten.
Looking for love.
take a piece of chalk. Ooh, draw a line around the world. Ooh, that's how much I love you.
Oh, 16 reasons why.